Hey everyone, welcome back to the Handlebar Podcast. On this episode, you are actually going to be listening to one of our YouTube exclusive sessions that we've been doing. A lot of you guys have been asking if we could make them available on our podcast platform, which we have. But if you haven't already subscribed to our YouTube channel, go ahead and go to YouTube and hit that subscribe button. That way you can stay up to date with any new episodes or any new content that we upload. So these sessions have honestly been so much fun, and we've heard so much great feedback from you guys. So yeah, anyway, without further ado, we hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Welcome back to the Handlebar Sessions. I'm Rafi, and this is a great friend of all of us at the podcast named Oscar.
What's up, guys?
He's absolutely incredible, and somehow we got him to agree to do one of these with us.
I was just recording. And they're like, you should do a podcast.
Yeah, we tricked him into it.
Sure. So here I am.
Welcome,
doing
Oscar.
A podcast.
We're honored.
My first podcast. Actually second, so.
Oh, yeah.
Honored to be here.
Yes. Yeah. So we have Sarah Beth asking questions today. So we don't know what the question is going to be. But here we go. So we do a drum roll right now.
All right. So I can record your drum roll.
We're just going to hit it like this.
There you go.
I love that. Okay, the question is, how to be expectant of God when we pray, yet not limit what he can do based on our own imaginations or timeline? And this is from Joe, who's 23, from Bristol, UK.
Okay, question again, one more time.
So the question is, how to be expectant of God when we pray.
How to be expectant of God when we pray.
But not limit what he can do based on our own imagination or timeline.
But not limit what we can do, what he can do based on our own imagination or timeline. This is Joe, 23 years old, from the UK. Okay, sick. Just got back from the UK. Y'all have better shoes than America.
Very
just want to say,
European shoes
I appreciate
great.
That.
European fashion is great. European food is great.
Yeah. Why do we live in America? America's awesome.
Here,
no, so, America's cool. America's cool. Stop playing. Yeah. Okay. Timer. See, when Aaron's not here, I'm a mess. Aaron is the one that holds it down. Okay. 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Yeah.
Here we go.
So expectation.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think of, like, I don't know why, but when I heard the question, I'm thinking of, like, he can do abundantly more than what we ask or imagine. So this is, like, the God that we're talking about.
For sure.
He is, but he's also, like, so close. He's a friend. He's a father. He's so near to us. He's so patient in our process. And so I think this question is interesting because it's really, like, I feel like it's really a question about, is God, can I just talk to God, or is he like some like big thing upstairs, the man upstairs, I'm never going to understand, like he's big, or is he near to me? You know what I mean? Like that's where I go.
I think it's twofold, because yes, he's near, and yes, he is God. Because when it comes to that actual question, you know, I think having expectancy of God, first of all, I think personally, I'm like, okay, if I don't expect something of God, it's probably because I've had some disappointment from God.
Yeah.
You know, but then if you think about God in himself, he's limitless. He's not constrained by time.
Yeah.
It's a personal story. So my dad had a bunch of prophetic words about how like the Lord's going to use him for ministry and worship, all these different things. But God actually never did it in him.
Wow.
He did it through me and my brothers.
Wow.
So it's like a lot of times when you have lack of expectations because you think that you know that you're either the solution or something's going to happen within your timeline, your mental constraints, your things. But I think God actually goes beyond that.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
100%.
So it's like when Jesus was the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the earth. He was predestined to be slain for us to be forgiven of sin fully. So it's like he did that before time.
Yeah.
And then when he showed up, it's like he came, the Jews didn't recognize him as Messiah. Mm-hmm. He died. You know, it's like because
there was a time.
Because they were constrained by their imagination, what they thought God had to look like, what they thought God had to be like, what they thought, whatever that looked like.
Yeah.
And I think when it comes to prayer specifically, because prayer's relationship with God, it's like, one, you gotta know him intimately, but two, it's like allowing him to like lead you through the process. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's like, that question's hard for me, if I'm if I'm being very, very honest, because I want to believe God. I think there's truths that I can tend to the Lord. You know what I mean? Like healing, you know, you believe God. You know, like I think years ago, there's a guy that committed suicide in our school, and we like believed that he'll be resurrected from the dead, but he didn't.
Wow.
You know, it's like, it's all these little things that it's like, I want to believe God because he's God, but it's like, I've had disappointment that I've had to deal with personally when it comes to things of the Bible, but God has delivered me from that. That makes sense. And I can believe again. I think even Miller had it too, like our pastor, Michael Miller, he shared a story about him praying for someone that was terminally sick, and he had so many words and expectation, but then he ended up dying. And then he had a dream. In the dream, he was in a golf course. And then, like, he was at the shop where he can either... And the guy at the shop was like, hey, you can either buy a t-shirt or you can play again. And in the dream, he chose to play again.
Wow.
So it's like within like the question of like expectation, it's like, even though we don't see the outcome, I think our job is just to be the vessel and to play again.
Wow.
To truly believe God that he is the God of the impossible, that to truly believe God that he can do above and beyond we think.
Yes.
To truly believe God that maybe this word or this thing is beyond my lifetime.
Right.
It's for my kids or my kids' kids.
Yeah.
And I think having that belief in you can really help you deal with the, I don't know, you know, like, that makes sense?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if God will do it, or maybe my faith, because even the word faith is like, I've had to rediscover and redefine the word faith from like my Christian walk, you know?
Wow.
Like faith for me early on was like, I want to strive or believe with all my might that I, and that's already the issue, I believe, instead of believing in God.
Right. Or even, I think what's interesting about that, I'll throw this in there, is in Galatians, that famous passage of like, I've been crucified with Christ, it's no longer I who live. It says the life we now live, we live by faith in the Son of God. That's how it's translated into English. But I've heard teachers teach this, that where it says in, it's actually, it would be more accurately translated of. And it was just confusing when they were translating it. So they changed it to in because they thought it made more sense. But if you think about that, it's the life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, it's actually Jesus's faith that I can be connected to and I can live like, not based on what I can muster up, but I can actually fall back into the faithfulness of the faithful one and live from that place.
Cause I think that's where to answer his question, how can I live in expectation? First of all, it's birth from God.
Yeah.
You know, it has to be birth from him.
He's the author of faith.
He's the author of faith.
Yeah.
So if it's something that you're trying to like seek within yourself, you've already missed it, in my opinion. But when you allow the Lord to like, when the time of trouble comes, he is near to the brokenhearted. And he is near to give you what you need in that season. And when you hear his voice, do not harden your heart, but believe in God.
Yeah. It's so interesting I felt like you took the question to its natural conclusion by sort of going to disappointment. Because truthfully, like if you were to ask a kid this question about how do I like expect but not limit God, they would sort of be like, what? Like, because they've never been disappointed.
Agreed. 100%.
But really you can sort of hear from this question. I'm not saying anything about Joe. I just think I relate to this question in that way. Why would I not like just expect again, God's going to do like all these crazy things and beyond what I can imagine? It would be because I've been disappointed. And I would say 100%. An anchor for me is number one, allowing myself to go to those places, letting the Lord speak to me in my disappointment,
100%,
and letting like His love for me become my goal, 100%. My pursuit, the thing that I focus on, because ultimately, like any of these things that will happen on earth that He'll do, like great, miraculous, crazy things, they will leave you so empty and wanting 100%. Him.
100%.
And so whatever it is that you are praying for or expecting, you can spend your whole life expecting it. It could blow your mind. It could be more than what you even imagine. And then after, you're still going to need God. Just
100%.
Just you're still going to just need Him, His love for you that next day, like life will go on. And I think that right there gave life for me. It gave life to the scripture: all things work together for the good of those who love Him. If you let the Lord write that one on your heart, if you begin to allow Him to change your perspective, to see your life in terms of no matter what happens, the bare minimum, it's working together for my good. Mm. That to me is like the anchor in the waves of like 100%. Being disappointed at expectation and things going better than what you thought. You need it then. It's working 100%. Together for my good. After things are shattered and what you thought it was going to be is like totally not at all what it is, you need that again. You need that anchor of just 100%. Who He is and that it's working. He's working these things together.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the key is He.
Yeah.
I think about Abraham. He had a promise from God that he'd be the father.
Sheesh.
He'd be the father of like, what was the actual scripture? He's a father of many.
Many nations.
Many nations, yes. Thanks, sir, generations. Man. I'm like Hispanic. I'm like translating.
Right.
But he decided, he's like, okay, I'm going to do this in the flesh. He sleeps with his mistress,
yes,
or whoever, whatever that person wow. was. And then, I mean, I don't know how accurate this is, but it's like apparently that lineage came out like the Muslim.
Yeah,
lineage
100%. Yeah, Ishmael.
So it's like.
They know because, it's in their, because, it's in the Muslim.
But think about
scriptures.
This, like a word from God that was acted upon the flesh of man. Look at the fruit of wisdom today.
Yeah.
But then instead of trusting God that He will do it.
Right.
And I think that's the key. It's like, geez. We want to do what God's like, oh, God gave me a word. I'm going to be a worship leader. I'm going to be what X, Y, and Z. Yeah. And we start doing it upon our own flesh.
Yeah.
And it's like, we have to maintain it because of our flesh.
Yeah.
Instead of letting, like, I think anything beautiful that's come out of my life has been of the spirit.
Yeah.
And it's like, and just to finish this thought, I know we're done.
No, go ahead.
I was like, it's like everything. I think about my marriage. I think finding up a room. It's a whole other story. My friends, you know, like coming to this country. I'm a Colombian immigrant. It's all been birthed from the Spirit. And it's like, you know, coming in, not knowing anything, not knowing the whole immigration system. Thank God we did the right way. And, you know, I'm a U.S. citizen. It's like, it was all of God. I remember we needed a lot of money to become a green card holder in 2012. And the Lord provided every cent. You know, it's like, I remember I woke up one day and I told my dad, I was like, hey, like, I just had this thought about the immigration thing. I knew that we were in the process. And I was like, hey, Dad, I think I just had this dream. I just woke up with this thought. And he looked and we had it 2 months left until like, wow. It's really interesting how the system works. Like we were like the visa bulletin. It gives you a date. Yeah. You fall within the date. You can apply for your green card. But like the next month it regressed.
Oh, wow.
So we had a month left to do it. And God literally align the stars for us to get our green wow. card. So it's like almost like, you know, like we weren't like, God, we believe that you said that we're going to be in this country. We give everything up to, it's like God led it in its perfect time. And here I am in 2023, you know, a U.S. citizen. And I think you can look at your past history with the Lord that it's like, it was a thought. And then you realize how the Lord started to build it all.
Yeah.
And you're just a co-laborer with Him. You weren't striving. You weren't trying. There wasn't an effort. There was just right. a partnership.
Yeah, I think that is probably like the best answer to this question mm-hmm. is the way to put God in a box, I'll say it that way, is to think, how can I do this in my own strength?
100%.
Like, how do I make this happen? That's how you put God in a box, because you put it on yourself. And the way, definitely the way to not put a box is just to fully recognize, like, I honestly, I can't do this. I could never do this. 100%. I need you. 100%. And then it's like, His yoke is easy and his burden is light. And that's what you lean into. It's his faithfulness to his word, because he can't go back on his nature.
100%.
He will do it. In his timing. And that is, this would be my handlebar. I think it's fascinating in the life of David how it almost seems like God gives these crazy promises to David, and then for long periods of time, the opposite thing happens. And the whole time, David is like unfazed because his hope was never in what was promised. Mm. And eventually, all the things that God promised and more come to pass in David's life. But you just watch this profound example of how David, his goal is never to be king.
Yes.
And he passes so many opportunities to make it happen and allows the Lord to do it 100%. In his timing. That's and there's beautiful. A there's like a window into David's heart and mindset. And I would say this is my handlebar to read this scripture. It's a short psalm. It's Psalms 131, where David says, "Lord, my eyes are not lifted up. My heart is not haughty. I do not occupy myself with things too great and marvelous for me." So basically, David, who is king at the time writing this, is saying like, all this stuff we're talking about, it's above my pay grade.
Mm.
And then he literally says, "I've calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child rests against its mother." And so there's this place of childlikeness. There's this place of allowing the Lord to be your goal and your passion, where he actually uses your devotion to him and can bear all this fruit in your life because you don't care. Like, that's literally, you watch David, he was able to make decisions for the nation because he didn't care what people thought about him, because the whole time he's thinking, "I don't even want to be here. I'd rather be in the field with God." And so that to me is like your homework in life is fall in love with Jesus.
That's the best way.
And then the rest is really up to him.
I think my handlebar, it's, because it's like God works in he has parables. And if you actually study them, he would contradict himself a lot of times. Hmm. It's really interesting because he would say what he needed to say for the people group that he was in.
Right.
And so this will be my handlebar to you. One, when you're believing God, ask him if you should rest or lean in. Hmm. Because I think God creates people uniquely, and some people are just natural motivators. Mm-hmm. They can go and they can make something happen, and usually God's like, "Hey, you need to stop."
Right.
But there's other people that are just more chill, more relaxed. Maybe God's like, "Hey, you need to stand up and work." So what I would do is like, there's not like it's a specific ingredient. Hey, this is what you do, how you can live. You believe God 100%. But I was like, I would ask the Lord what you should do in that season when you're believing for something. Because at times for me, I know like for me personally in this season when the Lord's asked me to rest. But I've been in past seasons where I've had to work really, really hard. Uh-huh. You know, so it's like, I think discern the season you're in. And then from there, really either just obedience is key. Like when you can make it happen on your own, but it's like to maintain it, it's like you're going to end up hurting yourself. Uh-huh. So just believe God, hear him. Rest or go.
Yeah. It's a good thing to wait on the Lord too. Mm-hmm.
100%.
Oh, okay. I feel like that conversation sort of, we touched on so many different things, but it was really beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you, Oscar. And thank you guys.
Yes,
thank you. Until the next time. Peace.